T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Big spike in COVID-19 cases in several states. We have the story.
Kansas COVID-19 spikes prompt a warning from Governor Kelly. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Wichita hospitals treat fireworks injuries. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. The normal high for this time of year in Wichita is 92. Yesterday we got to 93, and it looks like we'll be right back there again today. Our complete forecast and what to expect over the next few days is coming up.
The U.S. has seen nearly 3 million confirmed cases of COVID-19. That's from the Johns Hopkins University, which is reporting over 130,000 people in the country have died from the disease. Dr. Anthony Fauci of the White House Coronavirus Task Force says he's concerned about new case numbers reported over the past week.
The European Union as an entity, it went up and then came down to baseline. Now they're having little blips, as you might expect, as they try to reopen. We went up, never came down to baseline, and now is surging back up. So it's a serious situation that we have to address immediately.
Several days last week saw new cases in the U.S. topping 50,000. Fauci says vaccine trials will start in the U.S. late next month.
With rising numbers of coronavirus cases in Kansas, Governor Laura Kelly is reminding residents to wear a mask.
At her Monday news briefing, the governor says the new cases are coming from places like restaurants and bars.
There are no clusters at this time connected to barbershops, nail salons, or any other close contact service. That is not a coincidence. It is more proof that masks and hygienic business practices do indeed work.
The governor recommends that people limit gatherings to no more than 45 people, but county governments get to have the final say. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Wichita's new mandatory mask ordinance now in effect, where social distancing is not possible. Mayor Brandon Whipple tells KNSS News violators may be fined, and he knows the ordinance is not popular with some citizens.
And this isn't about politics. This is about stopping the spread of this pandemic and trying to get back to normal. So this was kind of our last-ditch effort to avoid another shutdown. You know, Wichita paid a huge price economically and really socially for the first shutdown.
Whipple commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS.
Wichita hospitals reporting a spike in fireworks-related injuries during the weekend. Via Christi treated 14 people. 10 of those were children. Wesley treated nearly two dozen patients. Many of the injuries caused by Roman candles, mortar shells, homemade fireworks, and a new handheld smoke stick that malfunctioned, shooting out the back.
America is mourning the death of 6 children during 4th of July weekend. Fox's Trace Gallagher has more.
6 children who were shot and killed across the country over the holiday weekend were doing things like riding in mom's car, playing games in a yard, walking in a mall. 11-year-old Devon McNeil jumped out of his mom's car in Washington, D.C. to grab a phone charger from his aunt when a group of men opened fire, hitting Devon in the head. The 11-year-old and his mom, Crystal McNeil, had just come from a cookout where mom was working to settle disputes between rival hardened criminals. 8-year-old Royda DeMarco Giles was walking in an Alabama mall when she was caught in the crossfire of a gun battle. 7-year-old Natalia Wallace was shot while playing in a yard of a South Chicago home. And 8-year-old Sequoria Turner was sitting in a car with her mom in Atlanta when she was shot and killed.
47 people were shot, 16 dead in Chicago this past weekend. KNSS News time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
A massive contract for Patrick Mahomes of the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll have reaction coming up in sports.
Authorities investigating after finding a homicide victim inside a suburban Kansas City home while responding to a burglary. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock on a Tuesday morning. Authorities are investigating after finding a homicide victim inside a suburban Kansas City home while responding to a burglary. Olathe police say the burglary was reported around 3 a.m. Sunday in Olathe. The victim was identified as 42-year-old Jessica L. Smith. Police say the killer apparently fled before officers arrived.
A woman in West Virginia admits to a plan to hand over U.S. security secrets to Russia.
Elizabeth Jo Shirley pleaded guilty to a count of retaining national defense information, which could land her in prison for 10 years. The FBI says the Air Force veteran kept intelligence information in a storage unit that she intended to give to Russia that could put Americans at risk. Shirley has apparently worked for several government agencies and several times held top-level security clearance. Shirley also pleaded guilty to international parental kidnapping for unlawfully fleeing with her child to Mexico. That charge would carry 3 years in prison. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
A major part of the college experience is being on campus with classmates. Some schools are doing their best to make this happen.
A growing number of universities announcing plans to bring back just some of their students. Members of Harvard's freshman class will have their first college experiences in person, even as most other undergraduates learn remotely from home. Harvard has decided to allow just 40% of undergraduates on campus this fall in order to prevent the spread of COVID-19. All freshmen will be invited to live on campus, although all classes will still be taught online, with students in dorm rooms also taking their classes remotely. And all students on campus will be subject to regular virus testing. Just last week, Yale University said 60% of its students will be invited for the fall. John Saucier, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
This morning in traffic, remember, we do have some new a new road closure in some road construction that's been going on for quite a while now. Zelta is shut down in the construction on East Kellogg. It's going to be shut down for 2 months there. Eastbound drivers on the South Frontage Road will be rerouted there. And we've also got southbound drivers on Zelta will only be allowed a right turn at East Kellogg. Traffic update, 98.7 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a mostly clear sky across south central Kansas, it is warm and humid, and we will be mostly sunny today with temperatures in the upper 80s around lunchtime, 93 for the high this afternoon. Clear tonight, Tarlo 72, then breezy and heating up a bit more tomorrow, Wednesday's high 94, with a chance of a thunderstorm by Thursday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, calm, and 70 degrees. Blake Basinger sells businesses. And with the SBA CARES Act, paying 6 months of payments free, now is a great time to be a seller. Deadline is coming soon. If you're ready to sell your business, call Blake Basinger at 416-2000. 8:11 now, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS, looking at the way that several and many communities and states are dealing with the coronavirus. We're talking now this morning with Fox News Radio's Eben Brown about some cities in Texas and what they're doing. Good morning, Eben. Good to have you with us.
Good morning.
So what's going on in Texas? I've got some nephews down there in Texas who are operating restaurants, and they're having a tough time, I'm sure. But what's going on in Texas with the virus right now?
Well, there's a large influx of cases in Texas that have been reported over the past week or so. And so there's now a number of mayors of cities that are asking the governor for the power to declare mask rules that the governor has so far said he wouldn't do. The reason is because these cities have seen a high number of cases in the past week. But the governor's office has returned saying that, look, there are a number of enforcement techniques that you could be using that you're not doing. And who would enforce this mask order anyway? I mean, because are you going to have, like, if you wanted the state to do the mask order, how's the state going to enforce this in neighborhoods and whatever that people are wearing masks? So it's a very difficult thing to accomplish. I mean, it's one thing for a governor to get on television and say you have to wear your masks, and now it's an executive order. But how do you get people to comply with this? And, short of throwing them in jail, which creates a whole other problem, a whole list of problems, really, not to mention COVID risk as well. So there just doesn't seem to be a real solution here other than that counties do have the ability to fine people somehow do the enforcement themselves. But the last time there was an enforcement done on something, it was a salon operator named Shelley Luther who ended up going to jail for opening her business against the orders locally, and the governor had to get involved because everyone was in an uproar over it.
So what we're seeing in Kansas is that the clusters are coming from places like bars and restaurants, and places like you're talking about, nail salons, barbershops, they're doing fine. A lot of these retailers here are masking up the retailers and saying, you can't come in unless you wear a mask, and here's one for you. And maybe Texas ought to take it from the other end, and the business people ought to pony up and start doing that.
Well, from where I'm speaking to you from in Florida, we have that same scenario where, you know, if you want to go into the grocery stores are requiring masks, and they have every right to do that as property owners, business operators. If you want to come in, the rule is you have to wear a mask. And that doesn't take a governor's order to do that.
That's right, because a lot of it's being done voluntarily. And people need to have that confidence going out there that things are they're safe. Hey, listen, Evan, thanks for being with us this morning. Really appreciate it. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown talking about Texas and the way they're dealing with it. The Kansas Driver's License Office in west of Wichita now open. We were talking about this yesterday. KSN News spoke with Kansas Division of Vehicles Director David Harper, who says he hopes this will speed up the process.
Our goal is to cut wait time in the Wichita area, and this has been in the works for probably almost a year now. Originally, we were scheduled to open around May 1st, but like a lot of things, it got pushed back. And our hope is, with two Wichita offices now, that we can get people in and out a lot quicker.
The new office is located at the Kellogg Crossroads Shopping Center, Kellogg and Tyner. Tyner location is currently only serving people who already had an appointment scheduled at the driver's license office in the Twin Lakes Shopping Center. Due to that location closing after an employee tested positive for COVID-19. Twin Lakes location will be reopening in the coming weeks. And Harper says driving tests for new licenses is on hold, but the new driver's license office will start taking appointments for those tests on July 20th. So trying to keep going on driver's licenses, I think kind of a crucial thing to keep going. Now, we've been talking on the air mostly early in the morning about with our commodities update with Tom Leffler about drought. But apparently it's becoming a bigger problem.
Pretty bad right now.
We've got some spotty showers yesterday. One block had an inch and the other block had nothing. I mean, it was spotty. Now the governor has issued a drought declaration for Kansas counties with executive order number 2054. The declaration includes 74 out of 105 counties, either in an emergency, warning, or watch status. So 74 out of 105. That's what? 70, almost 75%. Drought declaration placed 13 counties in emergency status, 18 in a warning status, and 44 into a watch status. Most of the states received fewer than 70% of the normal rainfall since January.
Yeah.
And many southwestern counties, especially southwestern Kansas, received less than half of their normal precipitation. And they're usually not they're usually pretty dry out there anywhere. Remember a couple of years ago, Ted, we had some horrendous field fires out in southwest Kansas, a lot of it because of the drought. So it's a problem. It's not getting any better. We hope to get some rain all across the state. You know, the whole state covered by rain for about a day and a half, a gentle rainfall. What am I thinking? I'm dreaming. We're in Kansas, right, Dorothy?
We haven't gotten much of anything at all in the last couple of months.
We had a story on a few minutes ago, Ted, on fireworks injuries. And I noticed I was just watching some kids light fireworks over the weekend, including my grandkids. We're trying to encourage them not to light the firework with your head right over the top of it. Get your head, you know, do it arm's length. There's techniques you can do to protect yourself, but And some of these things, they'll go off in all different directions, and some people have been hurt. Thank goodness nobody that we know has really, really serious injuries. But, those things are, you can just listen to one of them go off. There's a lot of powder in some of those. Talking about those mortars, and we were talking about that the other day. Those things are, they got a lot of bang to them. So the hospital's treating that along with the coronavirus. Okay, a lot going on.
Heard some mortars going off last night after midnight.
Wow.
Somebody's still got them. Why didn't... I always question people that are still shooting off on July 6th.
Well, they got to shoot.
Why didn't you shoot them off 2 nights ago? Why couldn't you
save them for next year?
Why couldn't you be done already?
Won't they save? 818 now, Steve and Ted. But I'll tell you what, every now and then, Will, we get a fire at a fireworks plant, and you can see why they go up like that. There's a lot of powder in those things. 818, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and it's time for sports with Ted Woodward. And somebody who is very, very good at what he's done and will do is going to be very, very well paid for it. Mm-hmm. Right, Ted?
That's an understatement. Kansas City Chiefs star quarterback is getting ready for a record-setting payday. Patrick Mahomes in good shape.
According to reports, Patrick Mahomes is set to sign a 10-year extension with the Kansas City Chiefs worth $450 million, a deal that would make him the highest-paid player in the NFL and give him the largest contract in American professional sports. The reigning Super Bowl MVP, coming off leading the Chiefs to their first championship in 5 decades and becoming the first quarterback in NFL history to win MVP of the league and Super Bowl before turning 25. Mahomes has just 2 years left on his current deal with Kansas City, set to make just north of $27.5 million for these upcoming seasons before that 10-year extension kicks in. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
You're 24 years old, you've got a Super Bowl ring, and you're putting your name on a piece of paper that's going to get you $503 million.
Doesn't have to worry about
coming your way.
Retirement.
My gosh.
Yeah.
Here's an analysis from Lewis Riddick, ESPN NFL front office insider.
Structure is very important, and the devil will be in the details as far as how this money is going to be played out. But there's no doubt in talking with Brett Veach, the GM, look, it was very important for him to also be able to now move on with developing the rest of the roster and making sure he can keep everything surrounding Pat intact. Look, first and foremost, look, they're still trying to negotiate with Chris Jones. The defensive tackle is one of the best inside pass rushers in the NFL. They're trying to get these two deals done simultaneously and see if they can get him under a long-term contract before that July 15th deadline, so they have that piece locked. And then they're going to have other players who are really going to be coming to the table here down the line that it's going to be very important for them to keep in place. But to have Pat done and have that piece solidified gives Brett peace of mind and his team of contract negotiators when it comes to how they're going to divvy out the rest of the money here.
And Chiefs fans have to be happy about the fact that this contract will include a no-trade clause, and that'll keep Patrick Mahomes under contract with the Chiefs for the next 12 years. All the way through the 2031 season.
Wow.
Yeah.
Locking it up.
Yeah, pretty good stuff right there. How about Major League Baseball getting ready to start in 2.5 weeks? Season essentially in the hands of the players, as Jeff Passan, ESPN Major League Baseball insider.
If they didn't forecast issues at the beginning, then they are far more naive than any of us realize. And I think they are inveterate planners. This plan just fell through, and it was a mistake, and it came back to bite them. Because when you're trying to come back in the middle of a pandemic, you do have to get everything right. And that's the problem. There is no margin for error for Major League Baseball right now. And all they're hoping going forward is not just that the testing is going to be taken care of, but that the players are not going to look at this as a sign that this isn't going to work and start breaking the protocols that are in place, that they're going to continue distancing at the stadium, that they're going to be responsible outside the stadium, that they're going to respect the idea that the only way a season gets off the ground is with them leading the way.
Yeah, it's up to the players to toe the line on this one. The Royals' schedule has been announced. The Royals will open up on Friday, July 24th. They'll spend the first week on the road. The home opener for the Royals will be Friday, July 31st against the Chicago White Sox. And of course, once they get started, all Royals games will be heard on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. That's Sports with Steve and Ted.
821 now, keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute, the American system to right wrongs. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.